Something I learn with you each and every week is that relationships are hard and that breaking up isn't always easy to do. And while a breakup may be needed at the time, just like in the movies, sometimes an old flame comes back into your life when you least expect it.
The University of Chicago, right?
Yes.
Did you look this good at the University of Chicago?
No.
Did we ever...
No. We drove from Chicago to New York together after graduation.
Would you two like to sit together?
Yeah. Great, thank you.
So what do you need to know, to remember, to think about before rekindling that old flame? Relationship coach Tara Whitewood is here for a chat. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
Should all relationships stay in the past?
Is this a yes or no?
It depends.
It always depends. It always depends, you know, circumstantial. But I think sometimes there's just like the fish that got away, you know. Sometimes there's just that person in your past who you don't feel like there's closure. You know, it hasn't quite been resolved and there's still that spark of possibility that perhaps it might work out.
Is this someone that we have dated, like there has been a relationship, or sometimes it's not, or again, it depends?
Look, I don't know that there's an official definition, but I'll give you mine. I think that an old flame is someone who you didn't end up really having a relationship with for some reason or other. Like maybe you dated a couple of times and then something happened. Like, you know, you were maybe too young at the time or in another relationship or the circumstances of life, maybe work took you somewhere else.
Had an around the world ticket.
You know, sometimes there's just obstacles that get in the way of you ever kind of really having a solid relationship. And so in that instance, I would call that an old flame.
So that is different from an ex.
I think so. You know, when you've been in a relationship with someone and you've broken up, that's a very different set of circumstances. There were reasons, there's history with you there within the relationship. So I consider that to be quite different.
Do we romanticize old flames?
Absolutely. They become part of a story that you tell yourself about what your life could have been. You know, it's kind of like the alternative sliding doors.
It's the La La Land.
That's right. You're looking to your future, or you're looking at your present and comparing what could have been with what you actually have now. So often when we're looking at, you know, do we rekindle this old flame, there's a whole lot of, I guess, fantasy that comes along with that about what you think it's going to be like, which may not actually be true.
Yeah, because there's a lot of that jumps out to me, that whole idea of romanticizing things that doesn't always feel 100% healthy, because our brains are really good at forgetting the bad stuff.
Yeah. Our brains are very good at forgetting the bad stuff and making up the good stuff.
Filling in the gaps.
And I see it a lot with people who are just in the early stages of dating anybody, you know, in the absence of actual information, we tend to kind of gloss over gaps or make up what we wish it was like. And that happens with the old flame as well. And also, you know, in your head you have them in limbo, in cryo freeze, unchanged and perfect from when you knew them in the past. And they, like you, have changed and grown and evolved throughout their life as well.
We're all bitter adults by then. Life has pulled us down.
Well, I mean, having said that.
I mean, no, lifted us up.
I've seen it work really well. You know, I've seen people who, and I think the statistics as well from dating websites are that people who rekindle an old flame do tend to stay together longer. So it can be a really romantic and delightful path to take, as long as you're really clear about why you're doing it.
Let's look at those good parts. What are those good parts about rekindling an old flame, about making contact again and seeing what's possible?
I mean, some of the lovely things are that you have a shared history in some sense. I mean, you know, maybe you went to school together, maybe you worked together. So there's a period of your life that being around that person evokes, and that can give you, you know, nostalgia, which is a really nice feeling sometimes, and also a sense of familiarity and a bit of stability as well, because you do have some period of shared past, so you have known them before, and it gives you a bit more confidence that they are who they say they are, and which we don't always know.
I've been watching a lot of catfishing, so that is important.
Right, catfishing, woke fishing, all of the things that we talk about. Yep. So it's nice to kind of have a sense like, oh, this is who they are. And
I know a bit of their background, so when they say, oh, I don't have any family, you're not like, really, though.
Yeah, that's right. And so you have a sense of who they are, and it gives you a bit more stability and confidence in them. And then also, you know, time and maturity can bring now to your relationship whatever was missing in the past. Maybe you had to, you know, get the travel bug out of your system or whatever the thing was that kept you apart then. There was one that I didn't mention, which is has always been my barrier, which is complete obliviousness to the possibility that it might have been an opportunity.
Wait, you liked me?
Right?
Liked me?
You liked me? Wait, what? I now have to reframe my whole history in my head about how things were. And the other really nice thing is that it's deeply romantic and wonderful. It kind of, you know, restores your faith in love stories when you hear those stories, or when you find someone that was always meant to be yours.
I'm trying really hard not to make the vomit emoji face.
I know. But it's quite a lovely thing.
Sure. What are the things we have to be cautious about?
They're the same person, and you're the same person, you know, in essence.
We've grown and changed, there is still a core of us that has the same sort of faults, triggers.
Yeah, you still have the same relational patterns mostly. And the dynamics between you will be mostly the same. Mm. You know, of course, we grow and change and learn, but at our core, like you said, there are things that will still be challenges if they were challenges in the past. The other thing is, you know, we are all just conglomerates of multiple different personas in this one skin. Mm. And it can be really easy to just focus on your perception of that person as you wish that they were, or as you hope that they'll be, and turn a blind eye.
Built up in your head as being in this absence.
That's right. All these years of fantasy of who you know, without their faults. And so it can become pure fantasy. You know, there's this layer of fantasy and romanticism that stands between you actually getting to know that person and accepting their faults and accepting them as being human, which they are, and I hope, and accept, you know, and really seeing what's actually happening in the relationship versus you thinking that this is the solution now to all of your problems ever, because it's just so easy.
How can that make us gloss over some of maybe those problems instead of dealing with them early on like we would in any other relationship?
Yeah, well, I think we just ignore them.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the rose-coloured glasses on and you choose to focus on the things that are working really well for you, and you know, that it's almost like you're just stepping into the first chapter of whatever story you've written in your head since you saw them last. So it can just be rose-colored glasses, and you're not really noticing what's happening instead of actually building a real relationship with a real person.
Can that idea of history actually add complication a little bit? That joint history create a bit of a mess rather than some of that clarity?
Yeah, I think it depends on what that history is. So, you know, where there's been history of high drama or volatility, I would just say don't go there. You know, you may have both grown and changed, but we do carry a lot of patterning and programming relationally, and you might just start pushing each other's buttons again. So where you've had a history that's been super complicated, you've already left it once, and you've already left it behind. There's just really no need to go back there.
Yeah.
Even though you think in your romantic head that everything will be different now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's not. So I would suggest that if it's an old flame who, you know, maybe you never kind of just got together for some reason, then that might be a really nice thing to explore. But if it was something that was super complicated in the past, you've brought all that history with you, both of you have. So let's just leave it where it should be in the past.
All right. So what do we have to ask ourselves before knowing if we rekindle, if we go down this path?
Yeah, well, the first question is, of course, like, why didn't it work before? You know, what were the factors? And get really clear on them. What were the things that stood in the way? Were they just sort of transitional
life things,
life circumstances, or were they things about you as people? So what didn't work before? Do those factors still exist? And what's changed since then that might mean that it would work now, even though it didn't work later? Yeah. And then what's the evidence that it's changed, Kai? And not like, what are you telling each other or what do you wish? What's the actual evidence in the world that it's changed? So let me give you an example. You know, you might have had high drama conflict with someone, or you might have had someone who, you know, who you couldn't get together with because they were traveling a lot. That's a better example. So it never quite worked out because they were always had their round the world ticket or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the evidence you would want to look at is, do they now have stable roots in the city that you want to live in?
Yeah.
You know, do they
or have... even somewhere if distance works for
yes,
y'all.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, or are you going to travel with them? But don't romanticise, oh, now that we've met, they're going to stop doing. So the evidence would be
they will
do
love
they
me so much. They won't want to go to Nice.
Do they
anymore.
Have a permanent job? Do they have a, you know, a permanent, well, as permanent as it can be, home to live in? So all of those things, you want to look for the actual evidence that things are different. And then you want to ask yourself, you know, why do I think it will work now, and why this person and not someone else? Am I just, is it, you know, am I
easy?
Running away from
yeah.
because I think it will be easier, or am I running towards because I'm now ready to commit to this person? So you really want to examine your own motivations, I think, as to why you think this relationship is the one.
So these are having some big conversations before maybe even the first date.
Yeah, I think so. And maybe even more so than in just, like you said, a first date with a new person who you don't know, because you really need to get clear on what...
Before you do the 36 questions
to fall
in love. Bring
them
to a boardroom, sit them down one end of each and say, yeah. I brought you here today
well,
to interview you for the role of rekindled
shining
flame.
The light, the spotlight in their face, shouting.
What have you been doing for the last 20 years? Go.
Tell me the truth. maybe just back it off a little bit from that. That might be a little bit scary, but you just want to check in, you know, what are the presumptions and presuppositions? Like, what am I assuming that I know about this person that we really need to check? So lots and lots of conversations. I mean, that goes as well for a 50-year relationship equally, that you just want to check. What are the things that I remember them having as values or opinions or beliefs or worldviews that are important to me, and just maybe I'll check if that's still the case. So you want to get to know them again, so that again, you know, you don't end up going down that path of pure fantasy.
Because we do then enter the normal rules of sort of dating and relationships and those early stages that you've talked about quite a bit, which is, you know, just be aware, be cautious, take it slow, ask
yes.
your questions, trust your gut. Work through those problems.
All of those.
Have the big convos, you know, and if it doesn't quite go well, then listen to what your, you know, gut is saying.
Yeah.
Gut and head.
Go and see someone, get some therapy, resolve the patterns if they're kicking up again, because maybe it doesn't work in this relationship, but it might be something you need to resolve before you go into your next relationship. And like you said, take the time, at least 12 months, please, at least 12 months, always please, at least 12 months, because you want to see people in different contexts. Mm. You want to see them when they're stressed. You want to see them when they're happy. You want to see them when they're under pressure. You want to see them at work, at play. You know, you want to see them in multiple contexts under multiple different circumstances. So that you know, are we a good fit, and how do they respond there? And if you rush that part of your relationship, then all of a sudden you're in a position where it's a little bit harder to walk it back.
Yeah, I think with an old flame as well, sometimes it maybe needs a little bit more strength to call time on it. So how do we find that if we're like, okay, we tried it, it's not working, there's lots of very clear reasons for that, what do we do?
You respectfully end the relationship. And you
listen to our chat a couple of weeks ago about toxic exes.
That's exactly right.
You can find it on the ABC Newcastle website, abc.net.au/Newcastle.
There's no shame in saying, you know, this didn't work out. Let's leave it at this. And I think it's a really respectful and generous thing to do instead of push through all of the challenges. You know, sometimes... We talk about how important it is to do work in relationships, but also it shouldn't all be work, Kaya. If you're in a relationship and it all feels like work, then either you need to maybe...
Red flag.
Make some more time for fun. That can be a thing that happens. But, you know, maybe reconsider. Mm. Are we a good fit?
Tara, great to chat as always. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Relationship coach Tara Whitewood there talking you through rekindling that old flame.